From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar as part of a multi-nation trip to the Middle East and Southeast Asia. VOA's Pam Dawkins reporting now from Doha.
One of the main purposes of this trip is to meet with the Gulf Cooperation Council members about the Iran nuclear deal. Some Gulf members have raised concerns that the deal could be destabilizing to the region and that a sanctions-free Iran could lend more support to militant groups in the region. So part of this is a part of the U.S. administration's efforts to allay some concerns about this agreement.
And before arriving in Qatar, Secretary Kerry was in Cairo, where he met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in a diplomatic show of U.S. support for Egypt's ongoing fight against the Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. From Qatar, Mr. Kerry will travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. That attack near the Iranian border involved a vehicle packed with explosives. In a separate attack, one Turkish soldier was killed and four others were wounded when a military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been laid by the rebels. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper in the Central African Republic who died Sunday after being attacked by gunmen. U.S. force took over from the African Union peacekeepers nearly a year ago with a mandate to protect civilians and support a political transition in the CAR, which is due to hold elections in October. This is VOA News.